What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great job!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
What up, and welcome back. This is the NFL Free Agency Review episode. Like always, I'm Jared Hosebach. Be by myself today once again. You know, in the offseason, I try to do some stuff just depending, you know, on the timing, but it's not going to be a lot much until... You know, obviously the draft, we're going to do a couple things for the draft, and after the draft, it's kind of just waiting for the season to start. So there won't be much after that, but we'll be probably in two or three episodes in before the draft. Next episode will be the NFL Draft Preview with Rush Williams. But today we're just going to go through all 32 teams and kind of talk about each of them. And we're going to start on this NFL AFC, we're still on the AFC East. Obviously, I know I got a couple questions about the Giants, so we'll be talking about the Giants a little bit more in depth. The time I'm recording, it's 10:07, April 1st, so obviously no April Fools today. But we're going to go into depth. I think the biggest news of today is the tush push is not banned, and then they added the touchback rule to 35, which I don't agree. Pushing the touchback to the 35, and then both teams will get the ball in regular season overtime. That's really all we get. Buffalo Bills gave Josh Allen a lot of money, and they're giving out a lot of extensions. And the thing with extensions is, obviously, it's great to keep your players, but you're not getting better. Like, you're staying consistent. And the Bills will always be good if Josh Allen's their quarterback, but Bills do not have a lot of money. They really do not, and it's going to keep going down and down. Obviously, Josh Allen's cap, that cap number is not pretty. You're not going to cut Josh Allen, so... Interesting future ahead for the Buffalo Bills, who I would have liked to see get a number one option this offseason. They did not. I mean, really, all the stuff the Bills did. I guess the Joey Bosa move is not a bad move at all. Obviously, it looks like they pushed a lot of that money back already, but that's not a bad move. That's a pretty solid move, but Ken, just not much. Dolphins, really not much either from the looks of it. They're in a very interesting situation with a Tyreek Hill who could be a draft night trade candidate. I haven't eaten anything at all today, so my head's going to be a little out of it. The Tyreek Hill thing is interesting to monitor. I don't know what this Dolphins' sense of direction is because I don't think they're a big move away from winning. I just don't think they're a good, well-built roster. And I don't think they're well-coached. I think the best move that Miami can make after this offseason is trading getting rid of Mike McDaniel. I just don't know why this team does not win games and is not in the playoffs. I feel like this is Miami team is a team that should be in the playoffs, and they're not. And they should have won a playoff game by now, but they have not. Giving two of that extension was not a good extension at all either. Patriots, you know, I like what they did in this free agency. I really did. You know, they brought in some good talent. They bolstered the defensive line, bolstered the linebacker crew. Obviously, Harold Landry is a sneaky under-the-radar signing. They had a lot of money, and they spent it well. Stephon Diggs, while he may not be a high-end wide receiver or a mid-tier wide receiver one that he used to get, he's still a low-end wide receiver one. He's just coming off ACL tear. And after 1 year, they can cut him and they save a lot of money. So it's really not a bad deal for them. The Jets, you know, I posted that graphic, which I think a lot of people like. I probably need to start making another one. And it did fairly well. Those graphics do well. But Justin Fields was the first guy who I said I really liked that sign. It's a very cheap deal. Obviously, $30 million guaranteed. But you're getting a pretty solid quarterback for $20 million guaranteed. I think it's not the worst deal. The Jets are a very young roster, and then they're in a very good spot to be competing in the future. The only thing is the way they're structuring this money, I don't agree with it, but he's going to get paid the full 40. He's going to be the quarterback the next 2 years. I think it's going to be interesting in this draft to see where Jalen Milroe and Jackson Dart end up. I think Cam Ward and Shadur will most likely be out of the first six picks. So we'll see how that goes. The Jets really didn't add much. They also have did not have a lot of money to spend. The Ravens really just brought back guys. I don't think the DeAndre Hopkins sign is a sign I'll sit here and talk about for more than 30 seconds. They just brought back some guys. Bengals. Now, this is an offseason that's intriguing because they finally decided to pay Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, which I agree with paying them. I just wish they paid them earlier because the market just absolutely skyrocketed up. They just waited too long, and now they're kind of paying guys more than they should. The Cincinnati Bengals, if you know how salary cap works, I'll explain it again. You can add void years. If you add a void year, basically it's the players not on the team currently playing, but it's going against your salary cap. So let's say I sign Aaron Rodgers for 2 years, $20 million, and I want to pay him $15 million in the first 2 years because I don't have enough money to pay him that much. The third year, I'll add a void year, which he's not on the team, he's not under contract, but I'm paying the $5 million towards the salary cap. They don't do that in Cincinnati, so it's going to be very intriguing to see how they do. They did not get better this offseason. Obviously, they kept their guys, but they did not get better. And hopefully now T. Higgins, now that he has his contract, will be playing and on the field a lot more. Browns, you know, I think this is not a football sport, but I think when you're in a rebuild, and the fact that the owner finally came out and said the Deshaun Watson trade was a bad trade means Deshaun Watson's not going to play this year. This team's set in a very bad spot for the next 4 years. I don't think paying Myles Garrett when you're already struggling with the Deshaun Watson contract was the best move. I would have traded him and got 2 first-round picks. I really would have. Instead of saying, here's a blank check to lose games and be unhappy for the next 4 years, I would have traded him. I really would have. I don't know why they would not trade him. It's like the Ohtani trade. If you're not going to win, why would you keep this guy on your roster? I know Myles Garrett's the defense player of the year, and he changes football games, and he's great, but he's not going to change football games when you're starting Kenny Pickett as your quarterback, and the guy across from you is Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and we'll see if it's Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins. And speaking of Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins, that's what we're transitioning into right now. Pittsburgh Steelers. Biggest move right now is acquiring DK Metcalf. At the time I'm recording, there is not a quarterback that I really like on this roster named Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins, so we'll see how that goes. I think DK Metcalf is very overrated. And in that graphic, I made a move saying I did not like this DK Metcalf contract. I don't get the DK Metcalf love. And I don't get why you would trade a second-round pick and spend this much money on him. I feel like DK Metcalf is, I mean, this guy had 992 yards, 5 touchdowns. I believe he played all 17 games. I could be wrong. If he did, there's no way this guy is worth a second-round pick and $150 million. I know you're trying to, you know, get a good receiver, and it's nice to get a guy who's consistent. Why? What the hell has this guy proved? Played 15 games. All right. You know, I won't say anything about that. But he averages 66 yards per game. He only got 5 touches. It just doesn't feel like this guy is worth it. And then when his line, betting wise, is set at 890 yards for $30 million, I don't think that's a $30 million receiver. I really don't. I mean, Drake London got, 1,200 on a much worse team that was competing less. I just don't get the reason the Seahawks trade him. I just do not get why Pittsburgh would want to give this. Obviously, 52nd pick, but it's just, it's just not a good deal in my eyes. It's really not. And a team that has no sense of direction at the quarterback position, they've gone from Mitchell Trubisky to Kenny Pickett to Justin Fields to Russell Wilson. Justin Fields went 4-2 and he got benched. And I think Justin Fields re-signing would have made the most sense. It also would have gotten this Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers drama squash. But why is there no sense of direction at the best position in football, or the most important position on the field? There's no sense of direction. And that's not what a team should be having. Why is the focus on getting a second receiver? I get it. There needs to be a sense of direction in Pittsburgh. There's not. Houston, I don't know why this team has no money. I really don't. They have a rookie quarterback, and I don't think this team wins the division next year. There's not much room to win on this rookie quarterback contract when when there should be. They're just paying so much money in weird spots. I don't get it. And yes, I'm a big salary cap guy. Why do the Texans have $8 million of free cap space in the third lowest? Because they're paying Dalton Schultz too much money. And honestly, they might be overpaying Joe Mixon. The roster's not bad, but it should be in a better spot with a third-year rookie quarterback who had a slump last year, but it's still going to be interesting. Christian Kirk, I mean, it's not bad, but I just don't get why this team's not better. A lot of extensions, and you know, the Kenyon Green trade for C.J. Gardner-Johnson is not bad at all, but I would just like a sense of direction. Speaking of sense of direction, what the hell are the Colts doing? I mean, oh my God. There's no... I said 2 years ago, and you go back and look at that episode, I said, I don't think Anthony Richardson's that good. I don't think Will Levis is that good. And now in today's NFL, you got to start realizing the more you play in college, the better you're going to be. So that's why Jackson Dart's going to end up somehow being a decent NFL quarterback because he's played a lot in college. Anthony Richardson played nothing in college. He played absolutely nothing. And then we're going to go out and sign Daniel Jones to a $13 million guaranteed dollar deal. There was better options than Daniel Jones. I mean, I was always a Daniel Jones fan, but I mean, we couldn't bring in Aaron Rodgers. We couldn't get Kirk Cousins for cheap. There's so many better options. We couldn't get Fields. We couldn't get Russ. I mean, I think Russ is a much better option than Daniel Jones, and Russ is getting paid a lot less than Daniel Jones. And I mean, I don't think there's much draw to Indianapolis, but I don't think there's much more draw to New York than there is Indianapolis. Jaguars rebuild. Trevor Lawrence deal is an awful deal. I mean, just going back, free agency episodes, these are kind of just talking. How the hell did Dak Prescott get $60 million? How the hell did Trevor Lawrence get $55 million? I think the funny thing about these quarterback deals is teams are trying to get ahead of the quarterback market, and they ended up with a slap in the face because there's no one's going to make a deal now. All these quarterbacks are signed or they're on rookie deals. Like, there's no – the only quarterback extension really – was Josh Allen, who's a solidified guy. And then Geno Smith and Sam Darnold we'll talk about, obviously. Evan Ingram of the Broncos, that's a great deal. And Hufanga, Broncos are being smart, and they're not going to win right now, but they're going to be pretty good in the future. I like what they're doing over there. They're being smart. They're a young team. They're in a good sense of direction, I believe, in a very tough division. Chiefs, obviously, they didn't get – why in the hell is Marquise Brown getting $11 million when he did not get – that much. The Chiefs, there's not much leeway. Obviously, this team will always be competing if Patrick Mahomes is the starting quarterback. But not a lot of cap space next year, so it's going to be very interesting to see how this team does when they finally had to pay their guys. Okay, I don't think Geno Smith is worth a third-round pick in a team that's rebuilding. It might have been a move to keep Max Crosby. The Raiders are going to draft Ashton Jeanty. I'm just telling you right now. It's going to happen. And I'm going to put that in the graphic. The Raiders will draft Ashton Jeanty. I don't think it's an awful move with how the running back position is starting to get changed. I just don't think getting Geno Smith made sense. I think Shadur was going to be there. I think he's going to be there at 6 now. And there's no really direction of future. I don't think the defense is really good behind Max Crosby. I think the offensive line is fine. There's just not a number one receiver. There's not a great running back option. And obviously you got this quarterback who people think is going to propel you. He's not going to propel you. I don't think Geno Smith is much of an upgrade. I think he throws a pretty ball. I think he's consistent. I just don't think he's the guy to take you over the hump. So what is this bridge quarterback going to do? He's going to be there for the next 2 or 3 years. So what is he going to do to help improve this Raiders roster? Chargers, not a bad free agency. I honestly think J.K. Dobbins would have been worse than Najee Harris, but hey, he's not on a bad deal, and we'll see how he does. I think Khalil Mack coming back's good, and there's really not much going on besides the Mekhi Becton. I think that's a great example of a boomer bust contract. Had a great season with the Eagles, and hey, you win a Super Bowl, go get some money, dude. I'm all for that. It's going to be very interesting to see how he performs. I'm very enticed to see if is he going to play on the outside at tackle or is he going to go in the guards. The thing is, they do have two very good guards in Los Angeles. I think they're a well-coached team. They should be a lot better next year under year two of Harbaugh. I'd like to see Justin Herbert take this leap of what everybody's talking about. I mean, this guy is very overrated. When is Justin Herbert going to step up and win a playoff game? I get the division's hard, He's had very winnable playoff games two times now, and he did not win both of them. He performed awful in the second one, and he was all right in the first half of the first one. Dallas, I never really got the Dallas hate until I've actually started really like paying attention to them. Dak Prescott deal was awful. CeeDee Lamb deal, obviously, it's got to happen. And the Micah Parsons, apparently there was a report coming out today. I don't know how true it is. Micah Parsons was offered the highest non-paid quarterback deal in NFL history. There's no money. There is zero money to be spent in Dallas. Zero. There is no leeway. The draft pick is an all right pick. Yes, they have $34 million. Hell, they are screwed in 2027. I'll tell you that. And this team is not in the sense of direction of winning the Super Bowl. I got a lot of questions about the Giants from Rossi and Feeney. And I just don't know like what direction the Giants are in. I think Schoen should have been fired, and I don't think Dable should have been fired, but I think if Schoen gets fired, Dable's going with him, but Dable would have ended up getting a job elsewhere. I just feel like there's so many holes on this Giants team, and I don't think the offensive line's great. I think the defensive line's the best you're going to see in football. I think the Javon Holland deal was a great deal. You know, I think there's some good players in good spots. Is it going to come together? I just would like to see the offense have some sort of structure, and it's got to show some sort of promise. But there's no viewpoint towards the future, because Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston are not long-term options. And I think Malik Nabers is going to be a top five receiver next year. Outside of that, I don't think Darius Slayton's good too. I think he's more of a three, and I don't think a three gets $12 million a year, even though I'm a huge fan of Darius Slayton, the person he is. He got a great deal, and he got a deal that's more bringing him back to be on a bad team and more paying him more money to stay. Outside of that, there's not really any reason at the tight end position to be proud of. There's not much to be proud of outside of Andrew Thomas, even if he plays. I'd like to see the offensive line get some work. I'd like to see the cornerback room get a lot better. And honestly, I'd like to see Travis Hunter be a New York Giant. I'd also like to see what the Giants do at 3, because the draft this year is going to, right now it's starting at 2. I think Cam Ward's definitely going 1. There's a lot of hints that Cam Ward's going 1. I think Abdul Carter should go 2. Very intrigued to see what the Giants do at 3, because they could go Shadur or they could also go Travis Hunter. I think the right move is to go Travis Hunter. If Abdul Carter is there, I don't think there's any value there. I would trade down, or I don't think there's any value with the needs on this team, because they have Brian Burns, Dexter Lawrence. Yes, that would be a great defensive line, but I said they had the best defensive line last year in football, and they did not win a lot of football games. So, you know, at least they have some stability at the quarterback position, but I don't know what the sense of direction is, and I don't think people want to play in New York. No one wants to play in New York right now, and I don't think Joe Schoen is going to fix that. Eagles, just a lot of re-signs, a lot of extensions. Aziz Ojulari, if he's on the field, he's going to be very enticing to watch. I'm very intrigued to see how he plays. I have a feeling he's going to step into this role and do absolutely awesome to get paid and leave after the Eagles. Washington had a very, very, very fun offseason. Deebo Samuel, I like that. I really do. You know, I think the problem I have with Washington is they're trading away draft capital very early, and they're, you know, they went to the NFC Championship, so there was a lot of hype. I just don't want them to spend their money too much too early. And also, 2026 second, yeah, that's good, but what if they flop this year? I mean, they made some good moves. Laremy Tunsil was the highest, not highest, most penalized player in football. So, yeah, you know, he's good off as a tackle, but is he really, you know, worth all these picks if he's the most penalized player? I don't know, just something to note. Deebo, I really like the deal. You know, you got a lot of money, might as well spend it. However, I don't want them to spend too much early, and then later when they extend all these guys, they're going to be like, oh, shoot, we don't got any more money. And then now it's like, all right, you got to pay Jaden Daniels. So, you know, pay these guys early. Keep Mariota around. I like the re-signs, even though you don't get better on re-signs. And these guys are very old and they're getting older. Javon Kinlaw deal sucks. I mean, that's a very bad deal. This guy's getting $30 million guaranteed. What did this guy do to get $30 million guaranteed? 22nd highest paid interior defensive lineman in football. And he's already got a void year. Come on, guys. Seriously? I don't know. That's not a good deal at all. It's just not. NFC North, man, the Bears had a great offseason. Thuney fits their system. Dalvin fits their system. Grady Jarrett, I think it's too much for an aging interior defensive lineman. He didn't do much. He didn't play that many of snaps last year with the Falcons. Am I salty? No. Do I have his jersey signed? Yes. Why did I mention that? I don't know. But, you know, build the offensive line, protect your quarterback, great coach. Chicago Bears are going to have a good future. Are they going to win the division? No, but they are in a good spot to compete. Lions, obviously, they lost all their coaches. That's fine. Didn't get much better. Don't have a lot of money spent. Spent a lot all too early. It's be an intriguing division. You know, Packers did not do much this offseason. Very quiet. They got the money. They had the draft pick. They could have gone out and got DK Metcalf, which I thought would have been a good move, but just didn't improve. Just very quiet, not improve. I don't think the Aaron Jones deal is a good deal transitioning to Minnesota. An aging guy, his yards per carry is down. I just think his numbers are going to keep going down. He's 30, and you know, when you get 30, that's usually the age where running backs fall off. I think Minnesota should have targeted a guy in the draft. Could they cut him after this year? Oh, yeah, 100%. Save $8 million, but I don't think $8 million in dead cap for a running back is worth it too much. And then you're going to trade for Jordan Mason, most likely draft a guy. Just did not like that move from the Vikings front office standpoint. Jonathan Allen, not a bad. I mean, he was banged up last year in Hargrave. This team's going to be pretty good. And I think, you know, if Sam Darnold looked very good in Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy is probably going to look better because I think he's almost carbon copy of him, and that's going to be solid. Falcons, just no money, man. It was a very weak weak offseason for the Falcons, a very weak free agency class. I mean, you got your offensive tackle lined up for the future. I love the Kentavious Street re-signing. I don't think if Leonard Floyd's your best pass rusher, the pass rush unit sucks. I mean, he might get 5 or 6 sacks. I don't know. I mean, the Falcons just did nothing. Like, they did absolutely nothing. And, I mean, that's fine. Just Kirk Cousins just needs to go. Panthers. Just didn't do much. A lot of extensions. Yeah, they just did not do much. Really did not. Saints, they're in trouble. They suck anyway. I'm not going to talk about the Saints. Bucks, not a bad offseason. You know, you got Chris Godwin coming back on a team-friendly deal where you got a lot more money elsewhere. Hassan Reddick deal, that's going to be very interesting. I think it might end up being a bad deal, but he could also perform and do very well. You know, like I said, I would have loved to see the Cardinals step up and make some moves this offseason. You know, the Josh Sweat deal, I just don't think that's going to end up a good deal. I think it's just a deal where he goes to a small market team, no one cares, and he does not perform well. There's no one really around him. Cardinals are still a young team. They kind of have some sense of direction, but not much. But I would love to see the Cardinals be a lot better. Rams, great offseason. You know, Matthew Stafford, just a little bit of a baby, and his wife talks too much in the offseason. But bringing in Davante Adams, you know, Davante Adams is a better skilled player than Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp may be the smartest player in the NFL, but Davante Adams is a very elite route runner. He's still in his prime. It's good he didn't follow Aaron Rodgers. This Rams team, I think this is their last year to compete. I think they maybe have one. The next year might be the last year their Super Bowl window's open because they really don't have a quarterback. Could they take Dart at 25? I'm very intrigued to see what they do with that draft pick and if they bring in a quarterback. Like whoever, I guess the guy from Stanford's getting a lot of hype, or Stanford or NC State. I don't know. I haven't looked too much into that. I'm very intrigued to see what this Ram team does because they still can compete. They obviously didn't bring much in besides Davante Adams. They lost Cooper Kupp. But it's going to be very intriguing. Still a good team. 49ers, I think the 49ers win the division. They did not do much besides training Debo Samuel, but I think they're going to be a lot better when they're a lot healthier next year. Seahawks. They obviously had some pretty good signings. A lot of re-signs. Obviously, the biggest move was getting rid of DK Metcalf and bringing in Cooper Kupp on a pretty nice, cheap deal and bringing in Sam Darnold. I don't mind it. I just think this team's mediocrity. There's no sense of direction for the future, and there's no sense of winning a Super Bowl. You know, the goal is to win the Super Bowl, and it feels like the goal for Seattle is to make the playoffs every year, not too much after that. You know, that's all I got. I don't really have much. I kind of just feel like I'm just kind of talking. I also haven't eaten anything. It's 10:30. But not the most intriguing free agency. And, you know, every year you get the, oh, my God, this was the most crazy free agency ever. It was very calm. I felt like it was a very calm free agency year, which, you know, it's fine. Obviously, Falcons didn't do much, so, you know, it may seem a lot more calm for me. But there wasn't anything crazy, I guess, besides maybe the Wormy Tunsil deal was pretty shocking. I think the Justin Fields move to the Jets, again, I really liked. I guess what's very intriguing is how long the Steelers are taking to make a decision on their quarterback. Because you don't want it to be like a couple years ago where you end up drafting Kenny Pickett because you have to have a quarterback. Obviously, I think Kirk Cousins could be in play. I think, obviously, Aaron Rodgers is still in play. But I'm very intrigued to see what the Pittsburgh Steelers do. If you made it this far, thank you. Hopefully, you enjoyed it. Again, I didn't have much. I feel like the last episode was very good. But kind of just talking ball and just kind of going through stuff. I'll be doing a draft preview episode, which will most likely be posted next week with Rush Williams, which will be awesome. Other than that, you got any questions or something, DM me at Bach Fantasy Talk on Instagram. That's all I got for you. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach, and we will see you next time.